Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Kurlotz. Stronger than usual flooding is possible this month in Wisconsin. National Weather Service meteorologist Jason Allenbaugh in Green Bay says an incoming weather system affecting most of the state is adding more snow and rain to calculations.
The key is how we melt the snow, especially as you go farther into the southern part of Wisconsin. There's a chance that, you know, temperatures could get pretty warm toward the tail end of next week.
Portions of the Wisconsin River near Wausau have already seen flooding. Allenbaugh says it will be crucial that lakes and rivers are thawed to help move water out of floodplains. Following a very windy day today, across the state, a winter storm has the potential to bring significant precipitation in the form of rain changing to snow Saturday into Sunday. States are setting new rules for cash purchases after the U.S. Mint stopped making pennies and the one-cent coins get scarcer. Some states are considering legislation to allow or require businesses to round purchase totals to the nearest nickel. Indiana already requires rounding for cash sales that do not end in 0 or 5 cents. Some state agencies also are publishing guidance for consumers and businesses. Experts call the common method symmetrical rounding. A federal bill that would apply the symmetrical rounding standard across the country is stalled in Congress. With more voters looking for trusted election information and a big election coming up, Wisconsin is launching a new one-stop election info website. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has rolled out what they call the 2026 Election Information Hub. It brings together voting resources, key dates, data, and election news in one easy place to find. The site aims to make information clearer and cut down on confusion ahead of this year's elections. It's elections.wi.gov/2026. Wisconsin lawmakers are split on a plan to send $14.5 million in tax dollars a year to UW-Madison for sports facilities. The Joint Finance Committee voted 8-5 to advance the bill, which would ultimately help the school pay athletes for their name, image, and likeness rights. Three Republicans voted no, saying taxpayers shouldn't be the first option. Boosters or budget cuts should come first. The bill still needs more GOP support to pass the full Senate. Wisconsin women are living in a great state for strong opportunities. That's according to a recent study by finance website WalletHub, which ranked the best and worst states for women. The research looked at more than 24 indicators of women's living standards, including median incomes, health care, and more. Wisconsin ranked 12th overall in the country and received a top 10 ranking in the economic and social well-being category. Massachusetts was ranked first overall. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is providing tips on how to protect groundwater. Saving water and protecting groundwater starts at home. Simple steps like turning off the tap while brushing your teeth, fixing leaks, and using a cold water pitcher can make a big difference. Well owners are urged to test their water every year, especially if there's a change in taste or color. It's also recommended that households reduce chemical use, choose natural cleaners, and properly dispose of hazardous waste. You can find more tips by visiting the DNR's website. A liberal law group is suing the Republican-controlled Wisconsin legislature over its use of private attorneys. Law Forward has filed a lawsuit on behalf of three Wisconsin taxpayers from Green Bay and Eau Claire. The suit filed in Dane County Court last month argues lawmakers should rely on taxpayer-funded attorneys within the Wisconsin Department of Justice. Republicans authorized hiring outside counsel after Democrat Josh Call was elected Attorney General in 2018. Since 2017, the legislature has spent more than $26 million on private legal fees. Defendants named in the suit include Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue, and Senate President Mary Felskowski. Republican leaders have argued that outside attorneys ensure all sides are vigorously represented. Seven Wisconsinites are on Forbes' most recent list of world's richest people. Diane Hendricks is the highest-ranked Wisconsin resident on the annual list of billionaires, with a net worth of $22.3 billion. Hendricks is co-founder of Beloit-based ABC Supply, a wholesale distributor of roofing supplies, siding, and windows. She's a prominent Republican donor who, over the years, has contributed millions to conservative PACs and candidates. Also on the Forbes list this year are Menards founder John Menard Jr., with a net worth of $19.4 billion, and Epic Systems founder Judy Faulkner, net worth $7.8 billion. Rounding out the list from Wisconsin are James Cargill II, an heir to Cargill Corporation, and three members of the S.C. Johnson family. Wisconsin Consumer Protection is seeing a rise in fake job listings. Division Director Mike Domke says criminals are using third-party job posting sites to try and hook people into fake jobs with promises of big money and easy work. Quote, "We know scammers don't care about the rules. All they want to do is get in there and get your money and information," end quote. One common trick is to sign you up for the job and send you a check to pay for supplies from their company website. But that check is fake, and once you cash it, you may have already sent them your own money. Representative Tony Kurtz will host listening sessions today for constituents in the 41st Assembly District to meet with him, share their thoughts, concerns, or ideas on state policy or community issues. He will be at Boaz Village Hall from 10:30 to 11:30, the Casanova Village Hall from 2 to 3, and Richland Center City Hall from 4:30 to 5:30. Get ready for the farm spring planting season by attending the Project Seed Sale tomorrow at St. Mary's Church parking lot in Richland Center. There will be a wide variety of seeds on hand. Project Seed, which is sponsored by the Diocese of La Crosse, provides area farmers with low-cost, high-quality seeds. Dick Hauser, who represents the Diocese of La Crosse, has been involved with Project Seed for many years.
I wasn't actually involved the first couple of years, and then from then on I've been at it, and I can't remember exactly what the year it was, but I remember the first couple of years when you came in, it was when price of milk was really down, so it had to be in the early to mid-80s, and at that time you had to bring in a milk check to show that you were having a problem and you were getting paid low, and so I popped up and said, wait a minute, there are beef producers and other people out here that also need some help on this. And so that's when they decided they didn't need to have a milk check anymore. And I think I've been involved pretty much ever since.
It doesn't matter where you are from, everyone can attend the sales event.
They can come from wherever they want to, and they do not have to be Catholic to participate. Everyone is invited, everyone is welcome, and we get them from down around the Muscat area, down into Grant County. I think we even had one that called from over in Dane County, because the Diocese of Madison doesn't have a Project Seed like this. In fact, I think we're kind of unique in the various dioceses in Wisconsin that we have this project going.
The Project Seed Sale event will be held tomorrow from 10 until 2 at St. Mary's Church parking lot. For more information, contact Dick Hauser at 608-585-4808 or Project Seed co-owner Steve Moore at 608-780-5460. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is conducting a full pavement replacement improvement project on U.S. Highway 14 between Bowman Drive and County Highway O in Richland Center. Project improvements include concrete pavement replacement, updating curb ramps, replacing traffic signals at Bowman Drive and County O intersections, replacing the turn lanes at Peebles and Starlight with two-way left turn lanes, guardrail replacement, and pavement markings. Beginning next week, weather permitting, there will be some outside lane closures during working hours from 7 to 7 for temporary signal work for the planned March 30th traffic switch. The lane closures will be removed at the end of each working day. Work on Highway 14 will continue through November in four stages. Stage 1 is scheduled to run from March 23rd to April with include inside lane work. Stage 2, running from April to mid-July, all traffic will run on the eastbound lanes to replace pavement in the westbound lanes. Stage 3, scheduled for mid-July to October, will have all traffic move to the westbound lanes and to replace pavement in the eastbound lanes. Stage 4, scheduled for October and November, will include finishing the inside lane and signals. U.S. Highway 14 will be open to through traffic, and access to residents and businesses will be maintained at all times.